58-5. 8 minutes left to play here in the game. Yakutat is going to go on to play after this game. They're going to go on to play tomorrow. The winner of this game is going to play at 3:15 versus the winner of the game that follows the next game here. So the 6:45 game tonight. We got games, and this is great for basketball fans. I mean, it starts first thing in the morning, 8:15 a.m., all the way through till about 10 o'clock at night for the first 2 days of this tournament. The third day of the tournament starts a little later at 11 o'clock in the morning and ends at about 9 o'clock. A little after 9, and then Saturday, fairly similar, 10 a.m. to about 9 o'clock. So all sorts of basketball this week in Sitka. Great, great place to be if you love b-ball. Skagway to inbound the ball. 8 minutes to go in the game, down 58-5. Madison Cox has it on the right-hand side. She gets it over to Rao. That is McKenna Rao in the ball game now for Skagway. Cox has it. She's picked up her dribble, and she's stuck. She gets it into the high post to Whitehead. Whitehead tries to get it out to the wing, and Yakutat steps in the way, but Mocha Larman's there to corral the ball. Selmer calls for it, gets it, dribbles it, has it picked right out of her pocket, and up the court goes Newland. Newland now kind of setting things up for Yakutat. Gets it over on the left side to Lord, back up top to Newland. Newland back over to Lord, and an easy-looking about a 10-foot jump shot with nobody in her face falls for Faith Johnson, and just nobody there on defense. So knock it in, Faith. She did. 60-5 now the score. Skagway's defensive pressure has to increase dramatically if they're going to get anywhere in this tournament. Now they do have an opportunity. They will go into the secondary bracket, and if they win games in that secondary bracket, they've got to win out then. They could still be on the road to state. It is possible. So this game is not the make-or-break game, but they will have to win out after today. Skagway gets the ball in. Cox has it up at the top of the key. She picks up her dribble and turns it over. Janie Johnson has the ball now and gets it over to Lord. Lord up in the forecourt. Dribbles a little bit. Gets it over on the side to Newland. Newland gets it back up top to Lord. Lord. Over in the corner to Johnson. Johnson gets it down low to Jensen, and Jensen throws it up and in for another two. 64-5 now the score. Yakutat up over Skagway. Sorry, I was a little quick on that. 62-5. 62-5 is the score. Whitehead tries to get it from the post back out to the wing, and it was tipped. It went into the backcourt, but it was tipped, so no violation called. Cox has an open shot, misses it. Selmer's there for the rebound. Her putback attempt, no good. Whitehead there for the rebound, and now is tied up on the floor. And Whitehead, those kids that you love to have on the court for your team, because she is all hustle all the time, and will scrap and claw and come up with loose balls. And that's what she did there. She managed to force a jump ball situation. Mass substitution for Skagway. We've got T-Look in the game, Al Weber in the game, and numbers for Yakutat as they attack up the court, but they decide not to go right to the hole. They're just going to be content to kind of pass it around the perimeter a little bit. It is Sonora Bell with the 19-foot jump shot that misses. Rebound comes down into the hands of Jensen, and Jensen wants to push. Jensen gets it up into the forecourt quickly, sets up Cox for a three-point shot. Her shot misses. No good, and rebound comes down to Yakutat. Yakutat now going to push in the hands of Danielle Goh. Goh, however, went a little too far without the dribble, is called for the traveling violation, and ball goes back to Skagway. Al Weber to inbound. 4:42, and the clock will continue to run on inbound play. 62-5 is the score. Jensen tees up a three-point bucket off glass, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Yakutat. It is Goh with it on the right-hand side of the court. She gets it back up top to Bell, and Bell works it back to Goh, and Goh wants to dribble into the lane, picks up her dribble, and is called for a travel. So the officials, not calling a lot of fouls, but man, they are calling a lot of travels here this evening. And it's working out okay. 62-5, 4 minutes to go here in the game. Cox has it now on the right-hand side. Works it down to McKenna Rao. Her shot, no good. Blocked, in fact. And she's hustling back on defense. As is Skagway. Skagway gets back, stops that Yakutat fast break. But Yakutat's beautiful with that secondary break. And they get a jump shot from the free throw line by Janie Johnson. However, Janie Johnson misses everything, and it goes harmlessly out of bounds. But that's something that Yakutat has been very effective with, and that is working it up, not necessarily getting that first fast break opportunity, but getting that secondary break as the trailer comes in. Now Skagway loose with the basketball, tapped around, and picked up by Yakutat, who has an open layup look, but Madison Cox is back there and is able to commit the foul instead of giving up the layup. And nicely done by Cox. She was the only one back on defense. Is able to disrupt that play. So she's going to make them go to the free throw line to shoot two, and they're not stopping the clock. They're not stopping it on the free throws either. So the first shot up and no good. It is Danielle Goh at the free throw line. Substitution for Skagway. Whitehead's going to check back in for Tiluk. High five from Coach Jess Kalist. Tiluk gets as she comes out of the game. Jess Kalist, one of those super positive people. Like, you got to love being around her. She's just, you know, she just keeps her team happy and upbeat. And, you know, they go out and, you know, maybe they don't have a great game, but they're not downtrodden by it. It's just such a nice group of kids to be around. Second shot up and good by Danielle Goh. Skagway now has the ball down 63-5. Jensen gets it to Cox. Cox tries to get an entry pass, but it just goes to nobody. Eventually, Al Weber gets her hands on it and is able to come up with a jump ball situation. So it is Skagway ball. Weber to Jensen. Jensen dribbles into the lane a little bit, kind of gets swallowed up by the trees, gets it back out to Cox. Cox has it at the top of the key, wants to work it back on the right-hand side to Jensen. Her defender left her, but instead she passes it over to Rao. Rao's shot misses. Whitehead's there for the rebound. Gets it back out to Al Weber and over to Cox. Cox is going to put up a 12-foot jump shot. No good. And rebound comes down to Yakutat. Yakutat now pushing it up into the forecourt. It is Lord with the ball over to Sonora Bell. Sonora Bell wants to work with the left hand. Gets it back up top to go. Over in the corner goes to Johnson. Johnson, fake shot fake, no. Works it back around the perimeter. Up top it goes to Jensen. Shea Jensen gets the ball into the hands of Goh. Goh looking to get it down onto the baseline to Johnson. Faith Johnson turns the ball over. Madison Cox has a breakaway. She has to pick the ball up, doesn't do it. Whitehead gets there, gets the ball, puts up a shot, misses, battles for her own rebound, and taps it out of bounds. Almost another scoring opportunity for Skagway, but that one fell short. 63-5 with a minute 19 left to go in the game. Skagway down to Yakutat. Late in the game here, and Yakutat isn't going to really press the issue at this point. They know they've got this one in the bag. No need to get in any bad habits. But they do have a shot opportunity. A three-point bomb put up by Sonora Bell misses. Rebound comes down to Skagway, and Jensen brings it up into the forecourt. She wants to get an open look. Gets it in the middle to Rao. Rao shot blocked, but picked up by Whitehead. Whitehead's putback attempt. Blocked. She dribbles out of the lane to avoid the three-second call. Tries to put up a shot. It goes off glass. No good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Shay Jensen, and she falls out of bounds. And it's going to be Yakutat basketball. It was called off of Skagway. Should have been a foul call, but they're just going to call it out of bounds off of Skagway. And Yakutat's going to have time for another bucket. Nope. That shot up by Faith Johnson from the elbow extended, three-point range, off glass, off rim, no good. 19 seconds now for Skagway to get a bucket, maybe one more to put into the coffer for this game. Jensen gets it over to Cox. Cox has a three-point look, off glass and in, yes! Yes! 63-8, the score with 6 seconds to play. Will that be the final score? One more shot by Yakutat, up, no good, and yes, 63-8 will be the final score. Yakutat absolutely dominant over Skagway today. Yakutat's attack, it's balanced, strong. You know, they've got inside-outside play. They've got big bodies in the interior to create space. Yeah, you know, they've got a complete team, and I'll be, you know, real interested to see to see how Yakutat stacks up against the rest of the competition here in the Southeast. As for Skagway, another learning experience for them. They can only get better at this point, and they will play again tomorrow morning, 11:45, versus the loser of the game. Coming up later tonight, Angoon will play Hoonah.